This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Iraq's insurgents are showing they aren't about to fade away. Gunmen and suicide bombers mounted a wave of deadly attacks in more than a dozen towns and cities yesterday, from Mosul in the north to Basra in the south. As many as 60 are known dead and more than 200 are injured. The attacks appear to have been coordinated at a time when the U.S. has completed a massive reduction of its troop strength, and Iraqi leaders continue to squabble over forming a new government nearly 6 months after elections. NPR's Mike Schuster has the story from Baghdad.
The targets were mostly police and other Iraqi security forces. In Baghdad, a car bomb behind a police station, the first of three in the capital, left several nearby buildings crumbling. 15 police and civilians were killed. In Kut, 100 miles southeast of Baghdad, a similar blast between a police station and a local government council building left more than 20 dead and nearly 100 wounded. There were similar attacks in Mosul, Kirkuk, Ramadi, Fallujah, Muqtadiya, and several smaller towns. The wave of attacks, which were certainly coordinated, left many in Iraq shaken. They did the bombings because of the Americans, said Abu Salman at his butcher shop in the Karada neighborhood of Baghdad. They claim that when the Americans leave, there will be more bombs in Iraq. Abu Muhammad, a construction worker, agreed. They do think the Americans are weaker now, so let's do it, he said. Abu Salman added, they are getting stronger because there is no government and there's no protection in the street. There is little doubt that the attacks yesterday were well coordinated, and they appear to have been the work of Sunni insurgents. That's the view of Hamid al-Kafai, the former spokesman for the Iraqi Governing Council.
It could be al-Qaeda, but al-Qaeda is coordinating its efforts with other groups, with other armed groups, some groups which probably are remnants of the old regime.
Over the past 2 years, the insurgency has gone relatively quiet, and there was a growing belief in Iraq that the worst of the sectarian violence was over. At the same time, just a few days ago, the U.S. military announced that the last U.S. combat brigade had left Iraq, and on Tuesday, the military declared that it had reached the drawdown goal of 50,000. Next week, Operation Iraqi Freedom will officially come to an end, and the new U.S. mission in Iraq will be named New Dawn. This particular moment appears to have provided an opportunity for the insurgents, says Hamid al-Kafai.
There is a resurgence, and it's not helped by the political vacuum. The Americans are leaving. There is some sort of uncertainty in Iraq now. It's 6 months since the elections, and the government has not been formed.
U.S. military officials acknowledge that a number of factors have come together right now to provide a window of opportunity for the insurgents. But U.S. officials still are trying to put the best face on a troubling situation. They say Iraqi security forces are now fully capable of handling any challenge to internal security, including attacks like those yesterday. Last week, Jeffrey Feltman, Assistant Secretary of State for the Near East, was in Baghdad. Insurgent attacks were already on the rise, but they had not reached yesterday's level. Feltman argued that the current government of Iraq was not going to collapse in the wake of an uptick in insurgent activity.
You don't see the government crumbling under the pressure. What you see are horrific attacks by any means. They're awful. But you do see a government that, despite a political gridlock at the top, is functioning, institutions that are certainly working in a far better way than they were working, say, 8 years ago.
Yesterday's attacks were serious and do demonstrate that there are still insurgent cells operating across Iraq and able to coordinate a nationwide challenge to the government. Now, Iraqis are waiting to see whether this kind of attack is only occasional or whether the country is facing something far more serious. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Baghdad.